Was a bit scary at the end, but overall, you'd be happy with that display.
Aye, very happy, Peter. Listen, I don't know what we weren't. I wouldn't be over concerned at the end. I didn't think a goal was going to be breached. I thought, when we had the 6-point lead, we looked good. They kicked on a couple of scores. I thought, we had a lot of attacks that we probably just didn't get scores out of. But I thought, overall in the possession stakes, that last 10 minutes we were doing well enough. And I thought, I didn't think really. Time was running out for them, and I didn't think we were under any wild pressure. The only thing that you didn't want to was to concede a goal, and thankfully we didn't do that there. We were always kind of kept a bit arm's length.
Yeah, the opening quarter you were a bit nervous, a lot of ball turned over, but once you got going, and I suppose that period before half time and put you on a sound footing.
I suppose the fact that we haven't played a game in 3 weeks, so you're gonna, and you haven't played a championship game in 3 weeks, so you haven't played at that intensity, comes out, in the first 10-15 minutes is always going to be frantic. They got a fortuitous goal. While it was 1-3, I think maybe to a point or something, or 2 points, again, we weren't overly concerned because we had quite a lot of possession, and we're just kind of feeling ourselves our way into the game, and we kind of spoke about that there at the start. It was going to be a 60-65 minute game, and we weren't really going to be overly concerned about what happened at the start, because we were really coming into the unknown. I thought, we after they got the goal, I thought we kicked on really, really well. We felt our way into the game, and then after they got the man sent off, I think we kicked 1-4 without reply, and I thought we were going really, really well coming into half time. We were very happy with the way things ended up in the first half.
And Patrick Morgan, especially in that second quarter, came alive.
He did. Patrick came alive, and really caused a lot of bother for them. He wasn't really in the game up until that time. I suppose that there was down to, their man they had on him. He was working really, really well. And listen, they had their homework done on us. You could see that there. And, I was chatting to their manager, and he was saying that they were up at the county final. So they kind of knew what they were dealing with. Unlike us, we were kind of going into it fairly blind, or just whatever information we had been fed off them, But listen, that's the way football goes. You have to kind of feel yourself into the game. We spoke about that during the week, that we would need to adapt, and we'll see how things go. And we came out in the second half then, and I thought we played very well. We knew they were going to come at us. Anybody that we were speaking to said they were really a second half team, and especially the last 15 minutes they just keep going and going and going, and that came to light there again today. But I thought we stood up to the man for man, and I thought we did really, really well, and we probably should have more scores on the board at the end.
Yeah, and there's about Daniel Brennan getting the goal and then getting the red card. A bit of a funny start to the second half.
I don't know what happened. I was chatting to the linesman. In fairness to the officials, they've been very good all day. They've been kind of talking to us, and through the mics they were chatting away. And we were about to make a sub, and the linesman says your number 9 is going to get a black card here for a pull down. I hadn't seen it, and we decided we were about to change. We were changing the sub, and suddenly it became a red card. So I don't know what happened, but listen, that's football. Unfortunately, we had to deal with it, and we dealt with it well. And we kicked on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, it was 14 aside at that stage. But towards the end, I suppose, they were coming at you, but you would have expected that anyway.
We'd spoke about that there at halftime. We'd said they were going to come at us. It was nothing new to us, so we had expected it. And I thought, they brought on a young lad there. He would have played, I think, McCrory Cup, and they'd changed things up, and we'd spoke about that beforehand. And listen, we dealt with that straight away. The boys were, Brenton went over onto James McSherry, or James McGarry, and, John Rose went over onto him, and, they tied that up very quickly. I thought we showed great leadership out there today. A lot of boys took control of it out there themselves, and we spoke about that there before the game, that we have a lot of leaders, real true leaders, and they're enjoying this here journey. So hopefully we can keep it going.